You've reached Roadside Assistance. My name is Caitlin. Are you calling from a safe and secure location?
Yes.
And are you in need of roadside assistance tonight? Or are you calling to check on a previous ticket?
No, I need roadside assistance.
All right. Can I have your first and last name spelled out, please?
Yes. First name, Manua. That's M as in Mary, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, O as in Oscar, O as in Oscar, A as in Adam. Last name, Khosrovian. That's K as in Kyle, H, O, S as in Sam, R, O, V as in Victor, I, A as in Adam, N as in Nancy.
Do you get a telephone number to reach you at tonight?
818-795-4459.
And did you want to get mobile text updates?
Mobile text updates about what?
It would be a text message with the name of the company that's going to come and assist you and their telephone number and the time they're going to be there.
Yes.
All right. Message and data rates may apply depending on your carrier. Can you please provide me with your policy number?
Yes. 0401-0412-01-39971.
All right. And the last six digits of the VIN number for the vehicle that you're calling in for?
100883.
Go ahead and verify the year, make, model, and color of the disabled vehicle.
Year 2019, make Toyota, model Prius, color silver.
All right. What's going on with it tonight?
I was driving in the freeway. A freaking tire came out of nowhere, hit my car. All the lights are turned on. It says pre-collision, blah, blah, blah. Headlights aren't working. Front camera unavailable. Glitter shutter, something, something. Lane protection. Like, every message you can think of, it came on the car.
Okay. Are there any tires that are flat?
On my car? No.
Okay.
A tire out of nowhere came into
yes,
the
sir.
Freeway and just, I guess I hit it.
Okay.
None of my tires are flat.
I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
And you just said that all of your lights are on?
I mean, these messages are popping up in my car. Pre-collision system, headlight system malfunction, front camera unavailable. Glitter shutter inoperable, lane departure, lane alert, pre-collision system, head.
So you don't feel safe to drive it?
I can't even keep up with this. Sorry?
You don't feel safe to drive. You're requesting a tow, right?
No, I do not. Because as soon as I hit the tire or as soon as the tire hit my car, I started smelling this burning smell coming from the car. So I was like, let me pull over.
To go ahead and get you set up for a tow?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, if possible.
And do you know, is your vehicle two-wheel, four-wheel, or all-wheel drive?
That I don't know. How can I find that information out?
That's fine. Will the vehicle still shift into neutral?
Yes. Yeah, I can shift it to neutral, yeah.
All right, and last question, this was not due to an accident with another vehicle, correct?
No, I was tired out of nowhere, just came into the freeway and I hit it.
Sorry, I just have to ask the question.
Okay.
All right, and just to confirm, you're going to be the person with the vehicle when the tow truck gets there, or is it going to be somebody else?
No, I'll be here. My wife is going to be here. She's going to come pick me up, so we'll both be here.
Okay, and we're going to use that telephone number to reach you out of 818-795-4459.
Yes.
All right, and Where's the vehicle currently at right now, starting with the city and state?
City, Los Angeles, state, California.
Mm-hmm. And where from there?
Okay, so I'm on the 405 freeway. Let me see if I can give you the exact location.
Okay.
Let me see. Okay.
I'm looking at the 405 right now. Do you remember any exit numbers or anything?
Okay, I'm going to try to see if I can get a exit. I'm looking at the map right now. Let's see what's the nearest exit. What is this? Let me get the name of the street.
Let's do this.
Pico Boulevard. It looks like, hold on. Oh, actually.
I see Pico Boulevard right there.
Right. Yeah, Pico Boulevard is close. I'm trying to see if there's any closer exit.
Okay. I just sent a text message to your phone. See if you can click on the link in the text message, and it should give you your latitude and longitude to read out to me.
Haven't gotten any text messages yet. Okay, there we go. Okay, and you want me to click on the link?
Yes, and then read me those numbers that it gives you.
Read you the numbers. User denied the request for geolocation.
Okay, so you have your location turned off on your phone.
I thought it's turned on. I turned it on so I could share my location with my wife.
So I've got you on the 405. Are you going north, south, east, or westbound?
That's a good question. Let's see here.
Looks like it runs from north to south. Had you already went through that interchange right there with 10 for the 405 and the 10? Or were you heading away from that?
No. Right before the 10. I haven't reached the 10. I was about to reach the 10.
Okay.
Really close to the 10. Yeah.
So you're before the interchange then?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Looks like there might be... let's see if there's an exit number. There's an exit 53B. Around there before you can turn in, before you can go onto the 10.
There's a 53B.
Or there, if you're heading southbound, there's just exit 53. 53A and B are northbound.
Give me 1 second. I'm getting a call from my wife. Hold on 1 second, please.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, so it looks like I'm on the 405 North.
Okay. So
Yeah,
you're heading
405 North.
northbound, and you had not made it to the 10 yet, right?
Right. No, there's an exit pretty close to me, right before the interchange.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a pool, but if I'm not mistaken.
There's a, it's an exit 53. Looks like it's a, let me see what this road, the name of this road is. A National Boulevard. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, I'm going to try to.
And then after that, it
one,
turns into the 10.
I'm so sorry. I'm getting a call from my wife again. Hold on 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that. Hello, sir, you there?
Yes,
hello?
I'm here.
Okay, so sorry about that. Okay, so let me see. I Googled my location,
mm-hmm.
and this is so confusing.
Do you have your Google app, do you have your Google map open?
Yes. Yes, I have
okay.
my Google Map open.
You
and
see
I
where your little dot is?
Get...
You see your little dot? Your little dot that shows your location on the Google Map?
Well, yes. No, it's not a dot. I don't know how to use this darn map. So I just put my home address. And it's telling me how to go to my
okay, so
home.
So what you're going to need to do, go ahead and close that map out and open it back up. Close it all the way out and open it back up. Let me know when you
Closing
get that new map
open.
Open.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So you see your little dot right
the
there where you are? Go ahead and kind of press
yes.
down on it a little bit. And it should drop a pin.
Okay.
Okay, now you should be able to scroll
yes.
up, and it should give you your latitude and longitude.
What should I do? Scroll up? You said scroll up?
After you press down on your little dot and the pen was dropped, it should give you your latitude and longitude.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it gave me a whole bunch of numbers, yeah.
Okay. I need the latitude and longitude.
Okay. So it's 34.02858879.
Okay. And then that negative number?
Yes. -118.4308163.
All right, 1 second.
It says
I got you. Yeah, I had you in the right spot. Now, had you already, you're still on the 405, right? You're not on Sepulveda Boulevard, correct?
Yes. No, correct.
Okay, on the 405. So, I got 405 northbound. After, give me 1 second. Let me see what this exit number is, okay?
Sure. Oh, yeah, you're right. I passed National. I passed National Boulevard. The exit.
All right, so I do have that location. Where did you want to have the vehicle taken to? Your coverage amount is going
Question.
to be 15 miles, 1-5.
15 miles? Okay, so I'm about 22 miles or so away from my house.
Anything over that, you would be responsible for at least $10 a mile. So if you have somewhere within the 15 miles that you can take it, it would be a covered, nothing out of pocket.
Oh, okay. Okay, then that's fine. Just whichever I guess is closer, whatever location is within 15 miles, but closest to Glendale.
Okay, you have to give me an address.
Oh, I have to give you an address.
Yes, sir. Unless you are wanting to have it taken to a shop by filing a claim. I mean, if damage was done to your vehicle, it would be up to you on which one you want to do.
Can you not find a location for me?
No, sir.
I just don't know how to.
If you want to file a claim and have it taken to a specific place, I can get you in touch with our claims department. But if you just want to use it as a regular service to have your vehicle towed, then you would have to give me an address of where you want to have it taken to.
That I'm not sure. So it has to be a towing place or what?
No, you can have it taken anywhere within your 15 miles, anywhere. Just remember, if you're over 15 miles, you will be responsible for an out-of-pocket expense.
And you said it's $10 per mile after that?
After you've used your 15, yes.
15. Yeah, I really don't know. Would it be okay if I give you that information a bit later, or do you need it right away?
We do need it right away, unless you want to call back in when you decide where you want to have it taken to.
What I was gonna do is actually ask my wife. She knows, she has more connections than I do.
Well, that's fine.
Regarding like the towing companies and all.
Mm-hmm.
But is it okay if I talk to her and then let you know, or?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and put this ticket on hold. As soon as you decide where you want to have it taken to, you can just reach back out to us and we'll go ahead and dispatch it out for you. We're just waiting on that drop-off address.
Hold on. I just thought if I can add her on the line, would that be okay if I add my wife to the line? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay, appreciate it. Give me 1 second. Ay, this is just not my word. That I'm not mistake. Hello.
Yes, sir. Where do you want to have the vehicle taken to?
You're there? Hello? Sir, can you hear me?
I'm a female, and yes, I'm here. I'm waiting for the address, the drop-off address.
Oh, okay. Hold on 1 second. She actually arrived. She just arrived. Give me 1 second. Aslam, çok da aslında hing mal, borto uzun sanan zariya. Որտե՞ղ զնտան են ստեղ 15 մայլ։ Այդտեղ կա ստեղ 22 մայլ է մեր ուտունից։
Ասա էքստրան ինչ կան
այդ այդ։ 10 դոլար ամեն մայլ։ 15 մայլից հետո 10 դոլար ամեն մայլ։
Միութանցում եմ։
Կարո ադրեսն ա ուզում։ Ոխտը։ واقعا ممكن.
So you guys decided where you want to have it taken to?
Okay, what's that?
Hello?
Hold on. I'm finding the address for you.
Okay, I can give you a couple more minutes. If you don't have it, then you'll have to call back, okay?
It's 4221 San Fernando Road.
What city?
Glendale, California, 91204.
Press this, please, Tony.
One moment.
And I'll have to talk to you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you guys have authorization to drop overnight?
Yes. We'll just park on the street.
No, it can't be left on the street. It has to be put in the parking lot. Will there be room for it?
There's no one in the body shop right now.
Okay. So what you're going to need to do is have it towed home and then have it towed to the shop tomorrow when they open, unless it can sit where it's at tonight. We have to have permission to drop the vehicle.
Okay, let's just tow it home.
Okay.
Let's just tow it home. Yeah, that's fine.
And that's the Valley View Road?
You guys getting a call ready? Come
okay.
On.
So that's going to be 8 miles above your benefit. You would be looking at around $80 or so. Do you want to continue with that or find somewhere
that's
within
fine.
Your 15 miles? Okay. Would you be using debit credit
fine.
Or cash?
Okay, we'll give you a debit card.
Okay. So I do have the locations mapped. Once we disconnect, I'm going to go ahead and start calling around to get somebody out there to tow the vehicle. When I do have a couple of quotes for you, I will give you a call back and we can go from there, okay? I don't have an exact time. I have to call around to tow companies to see who is available to assist. But I will hopefully have that information here shortly.
I have a question for you. I think I'm going to try to drive the car. Is it okay if they pick up the car from another location? Like, I'll try to make an exit or something.
Okay, you'll need to call us back when you get to your new location so we can update everything.
You know what? That's totally fine. Just send them over.
Okay. Wait, which do you want me to do? Do you want me to dispatch out the ticket, or are you going
to
call
here.
Back with the new address?
No. Let's continue, please.
Just send someone over. We'll stay here.
All right. I'll go ahead and get that dispatched out. I'll give you a call here shortly with a couple of quotes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.